Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're talking Shabbos 43. The Gemara notes that although challenged from all the brises that were brought as proof against Rabba and Rav, Yosef Yitzchak responded to the brises, deal with the situation where the place for the non-muksa visa was needed, so the person was allowed to move the non-muksa item. But you can't move non-muksa merely for the sake of the muksa item. And then the Gemara's talking, asking Rav Yitzchak from Brice, if an egg is laid on Shabbos or an egg is laid on a festival, may not be moved, neither for covering the mouth of the vessel, not for supporting the legs of a bed with it, but a vessel may be turned over it. That is, the egg should not be broken. And that's talking about where its place is required. And then the Gemara talks how one may spread mats on stones and bricks on Shabbos to protect them from the rain or other damage. And also, they could do this to make sure not to have damages and make sure not to have sakana, like we talked about yesterday. Just because it's Shabbos doesn't mean we can't take precautions, we can't take measures to ensure that everybody's safe and that everybody's secured. If an egg is rolling around, or an egg comes, if you're on a farm, or you're a farmer, or you have chickens, and they lay the eggs, or the egg happens to roll into your house or whatnot, doesn't mean that you have to just let it be there and be broken. We want to make sure to take precautions. So you could put a utensil over it, like the Gemara says, because you want to take the proper precautions. Just because it's Shabbos doesn't mean you shouldn't take the proper precautions because we're worried about mikzah. And if you see the stones or the bricks and they're lying around, we should also cover them because we want to take the proper precautions. We still have to do what we can to make sure that it's safe and sound, like we talked about yesterday, even if it happens on Shabbos. Especially if it happens on Shabbos, you want to make sure that there's no trouble. So that would extend to the idea that if a nail comes up through your floor, through the wood, or if something happens that doesn't seem so safe on Shabbos, try to cover it or try to put something on it in order to ensure safety, especially if little children running around. You want to make sure to have a safe situation. So as the Gemara explains with the egg and the bricks, and we could easily apply it to our houses if anything happens, especially on Shabbos, make sure to take those proper precautions. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 44 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.